This week, our tzibur was very, very saddened to hear of the ptira of Rabbi Lam, Rabbi Lam Zatzal, who really shepherded the yeshiva and built it and was moser nefesh on so many different levels, so that we could not only learn Torah but grow in Torah and to produce generations of Talmidei Chachamim. In addition to really being a builder of our yeshiva, he was first a very accomplished pulpit rabbi, and those who've heard this beit have heard some of the amazing stories about him. The stories focus some on his dedication and how much he cared for his balabatim, and some on how great his sermons were. And he had, on Baal Loscha one year, he had an amazing fort. He pointed out, of course, the strangest thing in Parshas Baal Loscha, one of the strangest things in the entire Torah, Vayhi ben Soa Haron, is surrounded by two Nunim Hafuchim. He even quoted a bunch of Midrashim about the deep, sublime significance and importance of Nunim Hafuchim. And he asked, like, why is Nunim Hafuchim, backwards Nun, why is that such an important part of the Torah, that it surrounds something that Chazal call a sefer b'fnei atzmo? And, you know, we know our experience, maybe it's just me, my experience growing up as a Jew was that, you know, in shul, the highlight of the week was Vayhi ben Soa Haron, Vayomer Moshe, the glory, the grandeur of taking the Torah out and running to kiss the Torah, and the Kavada Torah, and the Kriyas HaTorah, and ending with Uvenu Choyom, Arshuv Hashem Revos Alfei Yisrael, and the haunting tune of Eitz Chaim Hi, etc. Definitely the highlight for all of us. So Hashem knew that would be a highlight in the future, surrounded with two backwards nuns. What's so significant about these two backwards nuns that the whole journey of the Torah, the whole journey of the Torah through the desert, through the Midbar, in the literal sense, by Hiben Sarabon Uvnucho Yomar, and in the more figurative sense, through the generations, that, you know, the Torah that Hashem gave on Har Sinai and travels through the Har Sinai still travels through our shul and our hearts and our minds, you know, not only every Shabbos morning, and we say it on weekdays also, but 24-7. Why is this surrounded by Nunim Hafuchim? So he points out, and this is found in many Midrashim, that Nun, of course, is just Aramaic for a fish. For a dog. It's a backwards, a back-facing, as it were, fish. And Ray Lamb pointed out, if you go to a stream or a river, there are lots of things in the river. There are leaves in the river, and twigs in the river, and branches in the river, and flotsam and jetsam in the river, and whatever it may be, and they're all flowing downstream. But there's only one thing that can go upstream in the river, and that's the fish. Because the fish, it can go downstream, it can go upstream. The fish can go backwards. Everything is going downstream, and the fish can decide, because it has own power of locomotion, to fly upstream in the river. Okay, there's lots of nice National Geographic things about the fish that go from here to there, etc. If someone's really interested in nature, says Rabbi Lam, what brings the Torah through the what brought the Torah from Har Sinai to Midbar Sinai to Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and to Italy and Spain and Morocco and Germany and Poland and Russia and Baghdad and New York and Los Angeles and back to Eretz Yisrael? The fact that the Jews are Nunim Hafuchim. The whole world is going one way in the stream. The world goes a certain way. And we know that sometimes we go the way of the world in many ways. But we know that when it comes to the most important and significant and transcendent things, often, more often than not, the Torah commands us to go against the tide, against the stream, to go backwards from everywhere else, to do the hard job of not just going with the flow, but to do the very, very hard work of swimming upstream, of going against the flow, against the tide of our society, to go in the direction that's right, not the direction that's easy and pleasant and that everyone else is going. And that we are here 3,300 years, it's right after Shavuos, 3,300 years after that first Shavuos, we are still around because we were Nunim Hafuchim, because we knew how to go upstream, as Rashi says. There are two Nunim Hafuchim because Ein Zemekomo. Because wherever we were, we knew Ein Zemekomo. It's nice, it's good, we fit in as much as we can, but it's not our Mokom. It's not the Mokom of the Jews, it's not the Mokom of the Torah. It's not exactly where we belong because it's not exactly according to the values of the Torah. And it's very hard. Every generation has their challenges, has those things where the outside world thinks that we're crazy for believing X, Y, and Z, and we're crazy for doing X, Y, and Z, and we're weird, and we're old-fashioned, and we're unscientific, or nowadays we're immoral, and we're not modern, and we're not woke, and whatever it may be. And sometimes, as we discussed today, things that are many people in mainstream society are saying are things that we do agree with. But more often than not, we have to swim against the tide. We have to be nunim hafuchim, but it's those nunim hafuchim that bring us from Vayhi ben Sora Aron to Uvenucho Yomar that have allowed us to succeed and to bring Jewish history through all of its travels and Amir Tzashem to get to the final Uvenucho Yomar, Shuv Hashem Revos Alpha Yisrael. If we keep standing up for what's right and not what's easy and being nunim hafuchim, then we'll get to the final Shuv Hashem Revos Alpha Yisrael with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Geula Shleima of Meherav Yameinu. Thank you.